from the point of view. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, our hospitalization has not been as bad, but we have had a very good quarantine and isolation system. We have good surveillance system at the airports, ports of entry. We haven't locked down the country because you know the economic fallout of that, and the social and economic fallout. So we have been able to strike a balance of keeping the society open, let people go to work, go to school, in some cases go to school. But we have not said, okay, let's do a curfew, you know. Let's lock down the place, tight as a drum. You know, we haven't done that. At the same time, we have been very careful. We've been very strict in certain areas. Of course, there are people who do not adhere to the protocols of social distancing. People still have crowds, still have public transportation full. But there are other people who have weddings and funerals who are following the protocols. And I'm happy about that. I like to thank those people who are adhering to these protocols. But every time we have a spike anywhere in the Caribbean, it's because we let our guard down. And we allow people to come in willy-nilly, or we allow big crowds and so on, people who are not vaccinated. And I think the quicker we vaccinate the country, the better we're going to be, the safer we're going to be.